coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation, the Grill Sergeant John Large, and welcome to episode number 82 as we blast the show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and now 50 countries across the globe. Thank you, Norway, for helping us hit the number 50 as far as countries across the globe that are listening to Tailgate Radio. If the show sounds a little bit different, I am on assignment for the next few weeks. This week I am out at Lake Sam Rayburn on the Texas-Louisiana state line doing a little fishing, hanging out, but I didn't want to go without putting a podcast together, so we've got a great show for you this week. I'm going to have Dan Tischer with the Grill Minder on. It's a great game day gadget that you're going to want to have for your grill, whether you're in the parking lot or at home. The Grill Minder is a fantastic game day gadget, and we'll have Dan Tischer in a little bit later to talk to you about it. I want to remind everybody to head over to our website at tailgateradio.com. We've got some great new information over there, some new recipes, and we're streaming all of our archive shows there. So if you want to catch up on Tailgate Radio, you can do it over at our website. Also want to remind you that we are on Twitter. And we appreciate everybody's feedback. It's a great way to connect with companies, with tailgaters, with businesses out there that support the tailgating culture. And it has just been a fantastic landing spot. Of all the social media, I think Twitter is the one that we have spent the most time responding to people that inquire about the show. Of course, a few weeks ago, we had the Mean Tweets segment of the show. We're going to do that again very soon, because that's always a lot of fun. But our social media is really a great place for you as a tailgater to engage with other folks that are like-minded, that are in the tailgating space, whether you are a part of an alumni association or a tailgate club, or if you just like to get out there and do it yourself. That's a great place to engage the Tailgate Nation over at our Twitter at Tailgate Radio. Now, I told you guys last week that I was getting ready to receive my Carson Rodizio, and I got it. This is an unsolicited testimonial for the Carson Rodizio. Let me just tell you how much fun I had with this thing. I took it on a maiden voyage just a couple of days ago. And if you don't know what it is, go over to Carson Rodizio. Rodizio is RODIZIO.com. And it is a standalone unit that you can put on any grill, practically, or an open fire. And it creates a rotisserie that allows you to cook the most unbelievable. And the reasoning behind it, as I understand it, and talking with Blake Carson, who created this masterpiece it's really the ultimate grilling accessory to me. Because the meat is always turning, and you can actually, it's got a control, so you can actually control the speed of the rotation of whatever it is you're cooking. And I didn't understand what Blake was saying initially when he said this thing is like a guitar. You have to learn how to play it. It's an instrument. And he's absolutely right, because as things cook quicker than others, we also did some potatoes. It took a very long time. But you move the skewers to control when you're going to finish cooking. So it's like a constant game of musical chairs, or at least it was with me, with pineapple and potatoes and the vegetables. And then I got some amazing rump cap. If you're not familiar with it, look it up on the web. It's a traditional Brazilian cut of meat. If you cut it in such a way that you then fold it over like a crescent moon and then skewer it with the fat side out, as it cooks and starts to render that fat, it just creates an amazing end result. And so the first time out, as I mentioned, we did the rump cap. We did about 3 pounds. We did zucchini and squash, as I mentioned. We did potatoes, and we did a whole pineapple. And everything Had a couple of the potatoes that didn't quite cook long enough, and we just chalked that up to a, you know, the rookie outing. But this thing's amazing. And as much as it does an amazing job of cooking, the atmosphere that it creates is just that much more amazing, because we sat outside with the glow of the fire and with this meat just turning, and it just created, and we had cool music in the background, we had some jazz playing, and it just created this really unbelievable atmosphere just in our backyard. And so I just want to tell you, if you want the coolest thing, and I can envision, as part of the Carson Rodizio revolution, I can see thousands of these things out in the parking lot this coming football season. And so if you want to take advantage of something that will truly separate you from the rest of the tailgaters in the parking lot, just go. It doesn't cost a penny to check it out. Go to Carson Rodizio and check out everything that Blake Carson's doing with that. And I just can't tell you how great a tool this thing is, and you certainly want to take advantage of it. It's called Carson Rodizio, C-A-R-S-O-N, Rodizio, all one word, carsonrodizio.com. Check it out. When we come back from the break, we're going to have Dan Tischer from the Grill Minder, who's going to give you another great grilling gadget that is going to make your tailgating outstanding. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first,
time is right to use a spud spot. Boiling spots make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spot?
Spud Spike's the original food grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant, John Largent, and we have a fantastic guest this week. We've got the mastermind behind a tool that you've got to have in your backyard, at your next tailgate party. It's called the Grill Minder, and to talk to us about the Grill Minder is the Grill Meister himself, maybe. We'll talk about his name, Mr. Dan Tischer. Dan, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Every time I have an inventor, a company that comes in with a great new idea or an improvement over an existing idea, there's always a story behind it. So first of all, before we get into the nuts and bolts of your product itself, tell us a little bit about the mindset of what got you guys started with the product called the Grill Minder.
So it's basically trying to fulfill a need that, in the backyard, grilling out all the time. Found myself a lot of times throwing my food on the grill and, chasing my kids around and, losing track of time. So that's what kind of started it. And, I always looked at my watch or my phone and always kind of forgot what time it was and, I always lost track. So I ended up putting a Timex watch on my actual handle of my grill to remember to set the time. And actually never remembered to actually hit the button because kind of rotated down and just, I don't know. So I always thought, maybe there's a way to, every time I want to come back to the grill, it should tell me exactly how long my food's been on. So I figured out a way to do it, and hence the Grill Minder.
If you're somebody like me, and I like to fidget opening the grill, closing the grill, checking on the steak temperature, you're telling me I can kind of get a split time, like in the old slalom days in the Winter Olympics. It's going to tell me exactly the time between my previous visits.
Yep, exactly. So every time you open and close the grill, one of the timers, the last open timers, will reset to zero, and it just starts counting up. The other timer just stays going, and it tells you their total cooking time. So it's pretty cool. Every time you put your burgers on, you close the grill, you go do what you're doing, you come back and you look at the timer and it tells you, your burgers have been on 3 minutes and 20 seconds. So you open it up, you flip your burgers, you close it, the bottom timer resets back to zero, and the top timer keeps going. So it's pretty simple. That's kind of my theory behind it. Is really, really simple, but, you know, really helpful.
Talk to me about the process from the Timex watch to the final product that you've got packaged and out for sale right now. How long a process was that, and how much research and development went into creating the product?
So you talk about, you asked about kind of the whole, how I came up with it. Well, I had the idea. I'm like, oh, it's got to be out there. So the first couple of months was trying to find it. You know, I assumed there was something else out there like it. So I, you know, went all over the websites and time, you know, different timing companies, and couldn't find it. So I figured, hey, you know, I'll make it myself. So I pitched it to a couple of different companies, and one company that makes thermometers and other timing devices, things like that, grill thermometers, remote thermometers, called Maverick Housewares. They liked it. They loved it. And so we partnered with them. So they helped me kind of develop it and kind of go after you know, the right production side. In the meantime, I did some, you know, patent work and got a, you know, patent pending on the concept or design and everything. So went after that and developed it with them over, you know, a couple of months, and then got a prototype, changed some things here and there, changed them back, you know, made some updates. And so as far as the timeline, it took about probably 2 years from idea to, you know, where I'm holding my hand at a timer and on my grill. So it takes a little while, but we had to do it right, you know.
Did you come from a background of creating products, or was this your first foray into being an inventor?
I've come up with a couple of ideas, but nothing real electronic based like this. I did, and you know, what I've found is best to partner with somebody who knows what the heck they're doing and not do it all on your own. So work with these guys, and they have the factory contacts and everything. So it definitely helps to lean on someone who's done something similar before, that's for sure.
Yeah. What was the most challenging part of this whole process of getting it out there to the public?
I guess, you know, just making small tweaks. You get a prototype that was almost perfect, but then it wasn't enough weather resistant, so we had to make some changes there, because it's something you want to be able to keep on your grill. That's another great thing about it, is actually stays on the handle of your grill. You come out, it's there, you push the button to turn it on, and it's good to go. So it's really nice, because it's nice and easy and simple, and it's always there. So just kind of making small tweaks to each prototype, it kind of was a little bit of a hurdle, but something you gotta, you know, you expect.
I'm here with Dan Teicher, the guy behind the Grill Minder, and Dan, one of the questions I wanted to ask is, as far as the design goes, were you involved in the actual design as far as the molding of the plastic and the size of the device and kind of all of those, you know, really small details that go into creating a product like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly pretty close to the first sketch that I did. I sent it over to them, and they kind of made some tweaks, and the sizing, they came out with a bigger one that was a little bit too big, so we made it a little smaller to make it, you know, just so it's not too big on the handle there. And I was pretty, every step of the way, it was, you know, integral part, so it was kind of fun to do it, and even more fun to have it, you know, on the grill now and letting it rip.
How can folks get a hold of the Grill Minder? Again, I mean, we're going right into the perfect time of the year for most of the country, into grilling territory for the spring and into the summer.
Yeah, right now you can buy it on our website. It's thegrillminder.com. And actually, we're running a special here with Tailgate Radio. If you follow us on Twitter, tell us you heard about us on Tailgate Radio, we'll reply to you with a $5 off code that you can use on our website. So it's $25, and with that you get down to $20 delivered to your house. So it's pretty cool deal there, and we'll ship it right away.
Absolutely. Tailgate Nation, you heard it right there. A $5 discount on the Grill Minder. For $20, you can have this thing on your grill in a matter of days. So we're going to make sure that we get that out to the masses, and hopefully you'll have a flood of orders coming in for the Grill Minder. What we're going to do at Tailgate Radio is we're going to put a link directly to thegrillminder.com on our site. So if you want to find us through there, you can, or go directly to the website, whatever works best for you. Now, when they go to the website, when they go to thegrillminder.com, what can they find there?
The features and any frequently asked questions. But we're not selling any other products right on there right now. It just tells about us, has some comments from other customers, and you can just click and buy it and use that $5 off discount, and we'll ship it out to you.
This is not a $150 price point. This is $25, $20 with the tailgate radio special discount. This seems to me like it is a no-brainer and should be on the grills of every household throughout America and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you ask that, because I told a few people about this before we even came out with it. They said, oh, okay, yeah, it's a good idea. You know, it's on your grill. It's always there. You need a timer. But then it doesn't really click on a lot of people that every time you close it, it resets down to zero and starts counting up. And it's, there are thermometers out there. And I sold one to a guy the other day. I just happened to be in his house. And he's like, oh, I got something like that. And he looked for 5 minutes and couldn't find it. And he finally pulled out one thermometer, two thermometers, and he came up with something that wasn't even close to it. Well, he had to look in 10 different drawers for that thing. This, you know where it is every time. It's on your grill handle waiting to be used every time. So it's a great price point. We find that most guys, yes, you're gonna use a thermometer when you're cooking a lot, but most of the time you're probably not. You're going to be throwing some burgers, some chicken, hanging out. You want to know, how long it's been on there. It always answers that question. How long has my food been on the grill? You'll always have an answer to that question.
Yeah, and I can tell you personally, one of my favorite items to put on the grill is a tri-tip. And I found this method where I do 40 minutes on the fat top side, and I do 35 minutes on the other side, and it has to be precise to get it exactly like I want it. And, I'm checking on it and pushing on it and all that, and I can tell you, with this, I'll get a true 40 minutes and be able to flip that thing over with a lot of confidence. And so I am going to be a customer for sure, and I would encourage everybody out there to go to thegrillminder.com and pick up your grill minder. This, spring just broke for a lot of the country. Now, it's 95 degrees in South Texas, so we didn't have much of a winter, and we grill all year long. But some of you folks in the Midwest and Northeast, it is time to break out your grills, and this would be a perfect complement to your grilling accessories out there. Dan Teicher, I want to thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio this week. And again, how can they learn more about the Grill Minder and pick up their very own Grill Minder on your website?
Yeah, John, thanks again for having me on. You do a great show, and listen to it every week, and you do a great job. So I appreciate you having me on. All you guys can go to thegrillminder.com, and you can buy your one, two there, however many you want there. And but first of all, go to at the Grillminder. Follow us on Twitter, and we'll respond with a $5 off code. If you can contact us through the website, we'll do that as well. Just make sure you told us you heard about us on Tailgate Radio, and we'll get that out to you. And once you get it, grill with it, and give us some feedback. Post some pictures. Also on our Twitter account, we're going to be giving grill minders away all summer. We're going to have a contest where you post pictures of your grill and what you're doing at the tailgate. And we're going to pick winners either weekly or monthly, and we'll get some free ones out there too. So definitely follow us on Twitter and tell us about where you heard from us.
Hey everybody, the Grill Sergeant John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp, and if you want to be the life of the party, there's only one thing you need that's going to set you apart from everybody else at your next tailgate party or get-together, and that is beer hats. You want to go to beerhats.com and check out these awesome hats. If you've got a favorite beer brand, there's a good chance that they've got them already in stock, and if you're a craft beer owner, you can actually have the folks at beerhats.com make you these great hats. A radio ad just doesn't do them justice. Go over to beerhats.com, place your order, and you're going to find that you're going to be the life of the party at any and every tailgate party. Beerhats.com. All right, folks, that's going to about wrap it up here out on the lake. I've got to hit the lake here pretty quick and do a little bit of fishing, but I want to thank Dan Tischer for coming in and talking to us about the Grill Minder. Don't forget you can check that out at grillminder.com. And remember, you can check out everything going on at Tailgate Radio at tailgateradio.com or go to our Twitter page at Tailgate Radio and engage in the conversation. You and 50,000 other tailgaters will be engaged in the conversation. And also, we do a Blab, which is a live video stream every Friday, typically. We're not going to do one this week or the next week or the next week. So I guess I'm giving you some bad information. But we do typically do a Periscope and a Blab every Friday, and we will start that back up the week of, I guess that would be May the 8th. We'll be back doing those live streaming. We want you to join us on those Periscopes and Blabs every Friday afternoon. Check your local listings for the time. I think in Central Time Zone, it's 5:30, 6:30 Eastern, and we just give you some quick tips and just answer questions and give you some feedback about events going on that weekend. And we really do appreciate all of your support, your continued support, your continued listening of this show. And we couldn't be happier that you are tuning in every week to listen to the show. So as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we will see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road, and I'm going to try to catch me some fish. We'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Bond is strictly prohibited.